Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so we put out a casting call to all the kids, and we said, hey, we've got some questions for you to ask your mom. And that's exactly what we did. We started with, what is your mom's superpower?
Hello, my name is Matthew.
What is your mom's superpower?
My mom's superpower is baking because she makes good chocolate chip cookies.
That's a good answer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's my mom's superpower, too, except she won't do it for me anymore.
Because you're not seven and cute, that's why.
I guess that's a detail.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Peyton, and I'm 10. This is Boots, one of my cats.
What is your mom's superpower?
Finding things very easily when I can't find stuff.
Because it's right in front of your face where you left it. But for some reason, only moms are able to find things. I understand that superpower.
They know all the spots because they've found them before, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Isabella and I'm 9 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
I'm going to say yelling.
Yelling. That's actually also my superpower that I don't like to brag about, but I'm very good at it.
You know, listen, when you've got to have like some sort of hard reset for everything that's going on around you, or there's chaos that is just living everywhere, mom opens up that box of yelling and all of a sudden people know things are serious
that's
now.
That's true. It's the only way I can get the attention in my house, which is very sad but accurate.
Yeah.
My name is Josiah and I'm 13 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
Taking care of me.
Oh, that is cute.
Very nice.
Yep.
What's your mom's superpower?
Cleaning.
I just want you to know that we had about seven children say cleaning. Cleaning is not mom's superpower.
Right. It's not a job she wants.
No. It's what she has to do because you guys don't clean up after yourselves.
Wouldn't it be nice if for Mother's Day you guys took the responsibility to go ahead and clean up everything for her?
That's what mommies really want.
Wow.
Hello, my name is Carter and I'm 11 years old.
Carter, what's your mom's superpower?
To do multiple tasks.
Yes. Moms can multitask like nobody else.
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Wesley.
How old are you?
9.
What is your mom's superpower?
Love.
Oh.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
It's very nice.
My name is Anjali, and I am 9 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
My mom has healing powers because when I get hurt, she always makes it feel better out of nowhere.
I have to tell you, it's funny how children believe that, and it's true. Because if Dakota, my little one, is sick or she gets hurt, I can kiss it, I can rub it. She'll be like, come kiss it! Come kiss my foot! And like, she believes that it makes it feel better. And maybe it does. Maybe it really does.
Well, it's a placebo effect, right? If it makes her feel better inside, then they're already on their way to, feeling better overall in general.
Hi, I'm Aslan Lane, and I'm age 11.
What's your mom's superpower?
She's a great, caring person.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. What does your brother have to say?
Hello, I'm Braxton Lane, and I'm 11 years old.
What's your mom's superpower?
She's selfless, and she only cares about other people.
Wow.
Wow. You know, if you could play these things back years later, remind those kids when somebody's being a feisty teenager, that would be good, too.
Hi. My name is Hazel, and I'm 9 years old.
What is your mom's superpower?
Basically, whenever I'm sad or angry or have any emotions, they basically know, like, I'm feeling that way or something's up with me and stuff.
Aw, yeah. Moms always know when something's wrong. You can say you're fine and nothing's wrong, but I could look you in the face and I know whether or not that's true.
I'm going to call my mother right now.
Yes. If you were asked, what does your mom do for fun? What would you say?
Hmm.
We put a casting call out on all our social medias at Anna and Raven, and we asked a whole bunch of kids this exact question.
What does your mom do for fun?
She takes us out to eat at restaurants. Hmm. We get to see our cousins. She takes us to the playground.
This child believes that everything that his mom does for fun is just for them.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, he believes they're one and the same, right? He's like, this is mom's good time, too, even though sometimes she ends up screaming or crying in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
What does your mom like to do for fun, Emma?
Yoga.
That's a good answer. Yoga.
Okay.
She likes to go on hikes with her family.
Oh, going on hikes with family is a fun thing. I enjoy doing that too. I mean, not like hard hikes, but more like a stroll. I mean, strolls.
With that tiny little voice, how far do you think that one little one makes before somebody's carrying that one?
You want to know what the argument is in my house that we always have? We have like a nature trail. Okay. And everybody is so ambitious at the beginning. Yeah. We're going to walk so far. And then I'll say to my husband, we can't go that far because she's not going to want to walk back. My five-year-old Dakota.
Of course.
And then sure enough, when we have to turn her back, her legs hurt. She's tired. Now we have to take turns carrying her. And I'm like, I told you guys.
Yes.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Watch TV.
What's her favorite TV show?
Ghost Adventures.
Oh.
Ghost Adventures. Really? I like to watch that stuff, too. That is fun.
Pretty specific.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Sleep.
I like to sleep, too. Oh. It's my favorite thing to do, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be doing it right this moment.
I'm relatively certain that if you ask either of my children, they will both say naps would be mommy's favorite thing to do.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Cleaning.
No, she doesn't. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's not. It's the thing that you see her doing.
Right.
You could help step up and do it right now.
But she doesn't do it for fun.
What does your mom do for fun?
Do puzzles.
I'm not sure if I believe her. Right? Do you think she's like didn't know what to say, so she just said puzzles?
I mean, I like puzzles, right? Mm-hmm. Some people really do like puzzles.
Yeah.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
My mom likes to watch movies with me. I don't know.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I love watching movies with my kids. That's a super fun answer.
It's relaxing time. If everybody can actually sit down and get through a full movie, too, that's a big deal.
Yep.
What does your mom like to do for fun?
Go to her friend's house and hang out with us.
I agree. I think one of my favorite things to do is to go to one of my friend's house and we sit down and have a glass of wine and let the kids go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, well, it keeps them occupied, right? Mm-hmm. The two of you get to share. It's good. Yeah. It's always good if you can have friends that have kids your same age.
Absolutely.
What does your mom do for fun?
One of my moms reads for fun and the other one does pickleball.
One mom reads for fun and the other does pickleball. Pickleball is a thing.
I wish I had more time for both those activities, but reading would probably be better on my body.
For Christmas, I bought a pickleball set, and my husband and I have continued to talk about how we're going to start playing pickleball.
You're going
to
do it, yeah.
We haven't opened the box yet, but maybe this is the week.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. What was the number one thing your mom always used to tell you, Raven, that you couldn't have growing up?
Oh, gosh. I always wanted candy, and I always wanted toys. And I mean, I always wanted something. Wherever we were going, whatever we were doing, I always wanted something.
I always said growing up, because my mom said no to everything, that I wasn't going to be that mom. I wasn't going to say no. I say no to everything. I mean, you have to. You have to. It's like everything they want. Oh, I want a horse today. You know what? It's not even my older daughter.
Yeah.
My older daughter was never like that. My little one, my five-year-old, she can't walk into a store without having a breakdown about having to buy everything that she doesn't need. Even if it's a grocery store, she'll find something.
I mean, when you're little, right, you feel like there's something special for you. There's something that lights up your eyes in every place that you go, and you want it. And why can't I have it?
We asked a bunch of kids. We said, we did a casting call on our social media to answer some questions, and we said, what does your mom always say no to?
What do I always say no to?
You say no to... Like, when I ask to go to my favorite store, you say no.
Yeah, no kidding, because you always want everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm automatically fearful for her. Like, what is his favorite store?
Right.
Is it a Cadillac dealership? Like, we have no way of knowing, right?
What does your mom always say no to, Emma?
A phone.
And you, Molly?
iPads on school days.
Yeah, that mom is legit. She's got it on lockdown. I could probably take a lesson or two from her.
I think a lot of us could.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Oh, so when I want to go, like stay home by myself or go on a walk with my dog, Jasmine, she's like, no, you have to go with me or somebody else, so I get mad.
Right, because you can't go by yourself yet. This is an argument I have with my five-year-old, too. Why is she going to take the dog for a walk by herself? You're five.
I mean, you want to do some bonding with your dog by yourself. That's part of being, you know, best friends with your dog. But for all we know, that dog is 180 pounds. We don't know.
Absolutely.
We don't know.
What does your mom always say no to?
Driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
You're like...
Dude, you sound six.
You're 6 years old.
Yeah. What does your mom always say no to?
Horseplay.
horseplay. That's a big one.
Don't wrestle with horses.
Oh, my gosh. To all my friends, I have girls, so this isn't an issue as much.
Yeah.
But all my friends that have the boys, the constant beating each other up, I don't know how you survive it. I don't know how you survive it.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Disney World.
Oh.
Disney's expensive, man. Mm-hmm. You can't go all the time. I mean, no. Some people don't get to go, right?
I get, yeah,
and it takes a long time.
I get asked to go to Disney, I would say, 3 times a week. Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
To never grow up.
Oh.
I mean, that kid's planning ahead.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want wrinkles. I don't want to deal with all this nonsense that you guys do. Taxes? What's that? Forget it. I want to stay this age.
What does your mom always say no to?
Getting a pup.
A lot of people want puppies. Right now, Dakota, yeah. Well, because Dakota, my little one, we have a dog, but she has severe allergies, and
sure.
We're not supposed to have pets. So I always tell her, we can't, like, you know, like, you can't get another dog. You can't, like, we always have this. So now it's fish. She desperately wants fish because mm-hmm. I said, you can get a fish one day. So every day, when are we going to get my fish?
Yeah, pets are a big one, and mm-hmm. it's a big responsibility. And you know your kids well, right? If you feel like they're not going to do it, a lot of parents don't have the time to take it on, and they can be expensive.
What does your mom always say no to?
Messes.
Messes. Yeah, we don't want messes.
Yeah, do
what
something.
What does your mom always say no to?
When I ask them for a pet. Really sad.
Everybody wants a pet. Get a fish, though. Get a fish. Is a fish worse? Am I thinking that a fish is the easy one, and then I'm going to get it, and I'm going to be like, why did I get this fish?
It's been a long time since I had to deal with fish. I'm not sure.
Moms can yell, that's for sure. Joining us, it's my daughter's 5-year-old Dakota and my 15-year-old Hayden. Dakota, can I ask you a quick question?
What?
What does mommy sound like when she's mad?
Angry.
Yeah. Angry? Like, what does it sound like when I yell? Oh.
That's actually not far off.
It's very
You
aggressive.
Sound the same at work.
No, I do not.
Not that different.
Hayden, what do you think I sound like? More realistic.
You sound kind of like a Godzilla.
There you go. Okay.
Is it because my loud is booming and my voice is booming and commanding in a respectful way? Is that just Dakota screaming in the back? What's happening?
I mean, you got to control that child.
No.
What's happening here? People in your neighborhood are going to be scared. It's early.
There's no controlling that child.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye.
What's happening?
No.
She's running around out
She's
there.
She's screaming like me. Yeah. I taught her well.
Bye, Hayden.
Bye.
All right, so we also did a casting call, and we asked kids to, tell us what their mom sounded like when they were angry.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
She sounds loud and annoyed.
Annoying? What?
Did he say annoying or annoyed? If I was him, I would just plead that I said, oh, she sounds annoyed.
Right, yes.
With the rest of y'all,
mm-hmm.
not annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, what does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A lion.
A lion.
Oh, well, I love lions.
Yeah, good.
Oh!
Whoa, yeah.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
What? Your mom? That mom is really calm. If you're One more time. What's your mom sound like? Okay. All right.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
Oh my God! Just get out of my face.
Sounds accurate. Yep. That sounds right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That one ready.
Mm-hmm.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
Bah.
Whoa.
Bah.
What kind of animal is your mom that she can make that noise on command?
An angry goat.
Whoa.
Angry goat. Maybe a bear?
Bah.
No.
Similar, but yeah.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A yapper.
A yapper?
What's that?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Right.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
A dinosaur.
Oh, well, back to that lion bear thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a roar.
Right, big roar.
What does your
Shake
mom
the ground.
Sound like when she's mad?
Go clean up the bunny cage.
That's why bunnies are not good pets, all right? Seriously, it's not a good pet.
I mean, bunnies can be good pets.
It's not a good pet. You never want to go out there and clean the cage. You
Nobody.
Just want to pet the bunny. That's all you want to do.
What does your mom sound like when she's mad?
She sounds like a grumpy old lady.
Oh, you better watch it, girl.
Don't say old when you're talking about your mom.
No, don't say old. Everybody don't say knows. Grumpy. And don't call us a grumpy old lady. We mad.
Yeah, everybody knows you say old when you talk about your dad because he doesn't have feelings.
Right. Try to envision it. A cross between somebody that looks like Snuffleupagus but sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
It sounds like this. That's, I love you, Miss Piggy.
That's not what Kermit the Frog sounds like. Not at all, as a matter of fact. But,
that's what Raven is. Like, if Raven was a TV movie character, that would be his persona. Snuffleupagus / Kermit the Frog.
I mean, I'm not going to get upset about it. I mean, Snuffleupagus makes me want to take a nap. If he rolls over, I would lay right on top of him.
Yeah, so we put out a casting call with Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. We said to all the kids out there, what TV character, movie character does your mom most remind you of? And here's what they all had to say.
If I was a TV or movie character, who would I be?
Snow White, because she loves the movie.
I mean, Snow White is a good answer, right? I mean,
gorgeous. Yes. Absolutely stunning Snow White. Woo!
That's so inappropriate. Doesn't make sense.
Creamy skin. It's a character. Gorgeous red lips.
A children's character.
Absolutely beautiful.
Moving on.
Wow.
If your mom was a TV character, who would she be?
Belle, because Belle's kind, just like mom.
Oh, that's a nice answer. Belle is kind. It is a nice answer. Yes. Oh, gosh, I love Beauty and the Beast. That might be one of my favorite movies.
Sheldon's mom from Young Sheldon.
Why is Young Sheldon such a thing? I feel like I'm the only person. I never watched it either, and everybody talks about how great it is. I have to watch it.
I mean, it's coming to an end, like in the next couple weeks, I think, right? He's going to be on there along with Blossom, all grown up. I think the problem is they're coming to an end because dude's like 17 now. Not all that young.
If your mom was a TV or movie character, who would she be?
11 from Stranger Things.
Why?
Because you kind of look like her.
Oh, okay.
Also very flattering.
Yeah.
And it's like a time machine. I mean, 11's very young.
And cool. And very cool.
That is true.
If your mom was a TV / movie character, who would she be?
She would be a Trolls movie.
Troll? I don't know if I want to be a troll.
Not nice.
But Poppy's cute.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of positive energy.
Which one is Anna Kendrick?
That's Poppy.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's
I'll take some
of
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your mom was a TV / movie character, who would she be?
Humpty Dumpty from Puss in Boots.
I don't remember.
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, no,
like,
I'm thinking. No, I know the character, but yeah. Picture it from Puss in Boots.
It's Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
Like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
No, I get
Humpty
it.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
No, I got all that.
Right. It's not a compliment, Raven.
Okay.
No.
Well, all right.
It's like saying you look like a potato.
I mean, I remember in the movie they were a prevalent character. I do remember that.
If your mom was a TV movie character, who would she be?
Marge Simpson.
Also not flattering. I mean, a reliable mom there in all situations, but, you know, that hair, not attractive. The voice, I mean, all those things.
Marge remembers to pick you up from practice, though.
That's true.
Yeah, she's still a good mom.
Yeah.
If your mom was a TV or movie character, who would she be?
She'd be, Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman's a good answer.
Yeah, coming back to that Sleeping Beauty look, huh?
Okay, no, let's, all right, relax.
Wow.
She would be the mom from Bluey, for I could be Bingo or Bluey, and she could be my mom.
This kid just made up a whole scenario in his head. Now the whole family is just Bluey.
He's like, wait a minute, I get to be my favorite character, too?
Yeah, all of us.
Perfect.
If you turned around to your child right now and you said, what's my favorite song? Do you think that they would know? We did a casting call and we asked a whole bunch of children to answer that exact question. Here's what one of them said.
Emma, what's your mom's favorite song and sing it?
This is my fight song.
Molly, you sing a little bit.
Take back my fight song. Pull back my fight song. Oh.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, I sing it the same way.
I asked my daughter that question, too, and I was surprised how she knew me better than I knew myself.
Huh.
Yeah, more of it's coming up next. If you asked your child right now, what's my favorite song, would they know the answer? That's what I did to my teenager.
Hayden, what do you think is my favorite song?
I don't know. I know your favorite Taylor Swift song is Clean, but I don't know if that's your all-time favorite song.
Can you sing it?
Gone was any trace of you, I think I am finally clean.
Sing it, Taylor, sing it! Gone was any trace. That is a correct answer. I also would have accepted DMX's Party Up.
I was going to say, I mean, of all time, feels like your song of the moment.
No. Okay. That song's old. That song's like 10 years old almost.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we did. We went on social media. We did a casting call. And we said, hey, kids, what's your mom's favorite song? But you got to sing it. Did any of them actually get it right?
What's your mom's favorite song?
Usher. Yeah.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Yeah.
I don't know who sings it better, Usher or this kid?
Yeah!
I mean, add it as background, right? Usher could always use a little bit of a back line.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mom's favorite song? You have to sing it.
I guess I hate everything about you.
I mean, that is very telling.
3 Days Grace. It's not the same song, but thank you.
That's Ugly Kid Joe, but very, very telling for a mom that that's the song that's your favorite song. It's kind of funny, right?
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
I'm drunk in the back of the car, and I'm crying like a baby, go open the bar.
Pretty good.
I'm fine, but it wasn't true.
I don't want to keep singing just to keep you.
I want that kid.
I want that kid.
That kid is so good. That kid is invited to my birthday party right there. He can come and sing anytime.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady.
That was the most medical version that I've ever heard of that. Let's hear it one more time.
Sing it.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady.
He was so good. Who's better, him or them?
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady.
Hard to keep up with that one, to tell you the truth.
He was like, I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. It was very, very good.
Clinical.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
Got my driver's license last week. Just like we always talked about.
I don't think that's my favorite song.
Oh, he got shut down. They're like, that's not my favorite
song.
That
is hurtful,
I know.
Mom.
You just made that. You just wanted to sing Olivia Rodrigo.
Put himself out there.
No. That wasn't right.
It's hard to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. All right? You know? And he really did it in that vocal. And, Mom, you should have been there for him.
What's your mom's favorite song? Sing it.
It's like Beetlejuice something.
Beetlejuice? Her favorite song is from Beetlejuice? This one?
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
That's because that kid made his mom watch that movie 1,000 times.
Wait a minute. Do you think that's anybody's favorite song?
I mean,
like anybody in the world.
Everybody knows
song?
The lyrics when it comes on, right? So when you're singing along. So, you know, kid might think, yeah, that's your favorite, obviously.
Let's do one more.
All right.
What's your mom's favorite song?
Lift Me Up.
Sing it.
Lift me up. Hold me down. Keep me safe and sound.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead, sing it, Rihanna. Go, go, go.
Lift me up. Hold me down.
Is there anything more beautiful than when you sing with your kid a beautiful song like that when you're by yourself in the car? Oh, I got all like my hair and my arms are standing up. I love it. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And you think about your mom. What's her favorite place? Her happy place? The place that she goes to that makes her feel good?
There's this beach in Maine. We have a condo up there, so she goes up there all the time. She goes up there any time of year. Doesn't care whether it's hot, cold, whatever. She just loves to be up there all the time. She once was checking presidents in for their massages at the spa over there.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Bush loved her.
Really?
The dad. Yeah, the dad. Not George W.
Yeah.
Dad.
We asked a bunch of kids that exact question on social media. We said, what's your favorite place for your mom to go? Her happy place.
What is my favorite place to go?
The gym and the mall. And Target.
I do love Target.
Yeah. I mean, that lady sounds a lot like me, except I haven't been to the gym lately. But the mall, Target, all those places make me happy.
Every one of those places sounds like an escape from their family. Just putting it out there, but...
Home Goods is my happy place.
Okay.
I just wander around, look at things. Sometimes I just stare off into the distance. Nobody bothers me.
I was going to say, do you figure anything out while you're there or no? You just go.
I just go. Yeah.
He likes to go to Pompano Beach, Florida.
Oh.
Pompano Beach, Florida sounds lovely.
Nice. Good place.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
The mall.
The mall? Okay. Does she like shopping a lot?
Yeah, I know, and her favorite store is there. Her favorite store is Sephora and Ulta Beauty.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time and a lot of money in both those places.
Mm. Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
I feel like she... I don't know where... You know what? Into her room to sleep.
Oh, you're making me really sound bad.
No, just leave me alone. Leave me alone, guys.
I mean, it
leave
is
me alone.
Somewhat accurate. Like, my happy place really is my bed. Like, you, I am the happiest when I crawl into my bed at night.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Her bed.
Yeah, me too. No, I mean, I'm glad I'm not alone. I felt a little bit, like, bad at first saying it, but I guess it's true.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Boston.
Oh, all right. Boston's a lovely city.
What's your favorite thing to do in Boston?
Eat in the North End of Italy, those Italian restaurants.
Yeah, right there on the water. Beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Probably restaurants.
I do like going to restaurants, too.
Somebody else taking care of the meal is a big deal.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Your sister's houses.
Mm. Oh, that's nice, hanging out with family.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's true.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
She likes to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Because there's coffee.
Because there what?
Sometimes you just need that coffee in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, something to give you a boost to get you through the day.
Because there's coffee.
I don't know what that means, though.
Because there's toffee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Like vacation, maybe like Puerto Rico.
Oh, lovely.
Give me a beach.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy.
One more.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Australia in the gym in our basement.
I mean, that sounds wonderful, but did he say Australia and then our basement?
Yeah, it's a very different, thing right there.
Australia in the gym in our basement.
Oh, the gym in our basement.
Oh.
That makes a lot more sense.
Again.
Yeah. Right. Very little different escapism. Places. Very different. Australia and the gym in the basement. But
I'll take either, though.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents. Available online and in stores near you. If you ask a bunch of kids, if your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
Oh, boy.
What do you think they would say? And would it be hurtful or really sweet?
That's the thing about kids, man, is that they're honest, right? There's not really a filter there, so they just say stuff.
That's exactly what we did. We put a casting call out on all our social media sites, and this is what we received back.
If I was famous, what would I be famous for?
My mom would be famous for cooking.
Ooh.
Because she makes good food.
A lot of kids said cooking, which I thought was nice. I can't say that my kids would say the same. They'd be like, Ma, cook? No, not that one.
Well, you suffer by comparison. Your parents are great cooks.
It's true.
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
Cooking and sometimes saying, always saying yes, sometimes.
What? Hold on, one more time.
Always saying yes, sometimes?
Always saying yes, sometimes.
Now, as a mom, I can decipher this. She wants something specific.
Right.
And she's trying to butter her mom up. And so she's like, you always say yes, sometimes yes.
Studies show, Anna, that 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yep.
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
The crazy cat lover.
Do you want to be the crazy cat lover or do you shun that?
I think that if you have no children in the house, then you shun that. I think that if you have kids in the house, it's cool, right?
Agreed.
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
You'll be famous for getting me Stanley Cups.
Getting you Stanley Cups?
I mean, this kid's, how many does he have?
All right, like 27?
Seriously.
That's a kid that just wants another Stanley Cup.
Right. If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
Cutting hair.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. When your mom's a hairstylist, like you know everybody in town. Everybody in town knows you.
You're kind of famous already.
Yeah, it's true.
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
Being in a Broadway show.
Wait, was she in a Broadway show or could she be in a Broadway show? I feel like we need a follow-up to that, right?
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
Being a multitasker.
Yeah, I mean, that's like every mom there. Gosh, I really want to know what Broadway show the other mom was in.
I know. You need to set a follow-up if you're listening.
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous for?
I think she would be famous for her singing because she's really good at singing.
Thank you.
That's nice.
I love it when somebody sings in a house. I do it all the time. Not everybody loves it that I do it.
No, because you're not a good singer. But there's a different... Well, you know what I mean.
Hey.
I mean, like, when you
I'm
sing
a fantastic singer.
To yourself. Nobody enjoys it. But, I mean, it's...
Wow.
You bring joy to no one.
Myself.
Okay, yes.
Myself. Correct. Thank you.
Yep.
If your mom was famous, what will she be famous for?
Maybe an ultrasound celebrity.
What is an ultrasound celebrity?
I mean, I think that's what she must do. She must be like an ultrasound technician, right? Like a radiologist or something like that.
I was like, do they mean Instagram celebrity? And they just think it's ultrasound celebrity?
Maybe every time they're out, somebody runs up to them and is like, oh my God, she did our ultrasound. And like, you know, they're carrying a picture of their baby. He's like, stop talking to my mom about these ultrasound babies.
Yeah, ultrasound. Is it a boy or a girl? It's like when you're a psychic. When you're a psychic, everybody asks you, like, are there any ghosts around
right.
me? When you're an ultrasound celebrity, people are like, is it a boy or a girl?
You're just trying to go to Walgreens. Yeah. You know?
If your mom was famous, what would she be famous?
One of them would probably be famous for pickleball, and Mama would be famous for really fast reading.
Really fast reading and pickleball. Interesting.
Wow.
I would like to be famous for pickleball. There's no celebrities that have played pickleball yet. I want to be the first mega pickleball celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.